Visiting today with Brian Whitaker, professor of agricultural economics at Oklahoma State University. We saw last week where the Biden administration's now accepting applications for the ReConnect program. So kind of give us an update on where we are with all this.
Sure. Thanks, Casey, for having me on again. Most of your listeners will know that ReConnect is focused on bringing broadband to rural areas. This is a program that got rolled out, I think, around 2019. And so this is like the fourth round of funding that they're making available. Usually the people who are the companies that apply for this program are your basic internet providers, your cable companies, your wireless internet providers, your rural electric cooperatives who are getting more into this. And they do very much fund, you know, places without broadband. These typical awards are $4 or $5 million, and they really are essential for bringing broadband to places that they don't have a good track record of bringing broadband in.
Talk a little bit about what does this process look like? Because I know, you know, as somebody that doesn't obviously, you know, spread rural broadband, how do you go about doing this? So you apply for the grant or whatever, and then you start the process. But I think it must be a pretty long process to go through.
Yeah, it is, because you have to demonstrate that there's no existing provider there. And so we have these maps that are pretty flawed, but you have to go in and say, okay, here's the exact areas we're targeting. Here's how many households and businesses we will bring broadband to. And then you're scored based on your application packet and your experience, bringing broadband into locations and how much you say it's going to cost. And so USDA has the job of scoring these. And again, they've got a lot of money available. I think they're making up to $700 million available nationally. And we've had pretty good success with these in Oklahoma in the past. But it will take, the application deadline is November 2nd. We probably won't hear anything for at least a couple months after that. And then it'll take, a couple years to get these things rolled out.
Well, the one thing that I hear the most about is it's not that people don't have any internet. They just have terrible internet. So if you've already got like an internet in place, what are the rules for trying to get better internet?
Yeah, that's a great point. And they did make some changes to the program, I think, because of that, that very aspect. So for this next round of ReConnect, what they're saying is they will now allow applicants to say they're going to serve areas where at least 50% of the households lack any kind of access. So the other 50% could have some kind of broadband, which is classified as 25 megabits download, 3 megabits upload. So if you have a 10 megabit connection, you are counted as not having anything. So that's good news for them. They also added the special funding category for areas where 90% of households are unserved. And so if you're in a location where, almost nobody has access to that 25-3 threshold, you're in your own category and hopefully can get significant funding that way.
Are we still on track or still hopeful that within the next 5 years, everybody in Oklahoma would have high-speed rural broadband access?
That is the goal of the legislation that was passed a year or so ago, and we're still pushing for that. It's been a slower road than we hoped. Again, Oklahoma is kind of behind the curve in terms of getting a state broadband office up and running. Several of our neighbors have state broadband offices up and had them up and running for 5-10 years. Texas just got theirs up and running this year, and we are still in the process. My understanding is we're still in the process of searching for an executive director. We've got the announcement out there. We've got some pretty good candidates. We just have to hire that person and then kind of allow them to fill out the rest of the office with as many people as they see fit within the budget.
Now, would the state broadband office, would that be like the central location where, for lack of a better word, everybody can give their gripes about their internet or decide kind of what they need and where?
Yes, that's going to be the main deciding organization of so the ReConnect program. That money's funded through USDA and it's done at the federal level. That USDA nationally kind of figures out where they want to spend this money. The Infrastructure Act has another. It's probably going to be about $1 billion that they're going to allocate to Oklahoma, and then we get to decide where that money's going to go. And so that's where the state broadband office is going to be the entity that decides, okay, what do we do with this $1 billion? There's not going to be much federal oversight. And that's where we're in the process of building our own broadband maps. And yes, we are going to be listening to people telling us where they have terrible connections. And again, that the state broadband office is going to be the place that hands out these grants, checks on them, make sure we're we're on target for hopefully meeting that 5-year period.
Because I think that's kind of part of the problem. Like everybody, you know, my parents are an example. They can say, well, I have terrible internet, but they just tell me, Brian, and I can't help them. Like I can't do a whole lot for them at this point. So what is like the protocol if you're someone that's in a rural area that you don't have great internet? What are you supposed to do or who are you supposed to tell?
Yeah, there are some websites out there where you can go take speed tests and demonstrate just how bad your connectivity is. And I'm happy to follow up with that. If you just look up, you know, rural internet speed tests, there's a couple organizations that are doing that and making it kind of a crowdsourced, source of data for people to say, hey, yes, look, it really is bad over there. I would also say go talk to your local county extension educator, talk to your county officials, your county commissioners. They're the ones who are going to be hopefully pushing companies in their area to apply for both ReConnect and these larger broadband funds from the Infrastructure Act when that becomes available. So don't just tell your parents and your neighbors.
And your
they
kids.
They probably know. Go tell your local officials. Again, the county extension office is a good source of a place to let them know about this as well.
Right now, do you feel like the main issue is just getting the fiber and stuff out there? Is that the biggest issue? Just like kind of waiting on those moments?
Yeah. So, you know, that's a good point. There's different technologies at play here. Fiber is the one everybody talks about. It's future proof. You know, you talk about like gigabit speeds and all that great stuff. There are other technologies that could make a case for some of these funds. It's a lot quicker to get a wireless tower up and running and they have pretty good speeds. So, you know, who gets those actual funds is going to be, again, determined by our state broadband office. We still are kind of waiting on those funds to get here. And then, you know, there's other issues. We got to get fiber technicians that know how to splice all this fiber that we're going to be putting in the ground. They've got to roll it out through all these different rural areas. And so we actually have OSU IT, you know, Okmulgee is starting a program to train some of those fiber technicians. There's going to be a lot of need for that labor. So there's a lot of different issues at play here. But yes, we are kind of waiting on that money to get everything, to get the fiber purchased and in the ground.
Well, hopefully they'll get the ball rolling here pretty soon.
Fingers crossed.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Brian.
All right. Thank you, Casey.